Chapter 3. The Fifth Floor. There were no law offices on the fifth floor of the Bendini building. The partners' dining room and kitchen filled the west end. Then, in the center, there were some empty rooms. And then there was a wall. In the center of the wall was a small metal door with a button beside it and a camera over it. This opened onto a small room where an armed guard watched the door and studied a large number of television surveillance screens. A hall went past the offices and workrooms of a number of men whose job was to watch and to gather information. The windows to the outside world were painted over. Devasher, the head of security, had the largest of these small, plain offices. On the Monday after Mitch McDear's visit, Oliver Lambert stood in front of the small metal door and stared at the camera over it. He pushed the button, waited, and was finally allowed in. He walked quickly along the hall and entered Devasher's office. They talked a bit about McDear. Devasher reported that, as far as he and his men could tell, Mitch would not be a security risk for the firm. He played Lambert a tape of phone calls from Mitch's hotel room in Memphis to Abby in Massachusetts.
"Very loving conversations, you see, Ollie," Devasher said, with an evil grin on his face. "They're just like a newly married couple. I'll try to get you some bedroom pictures later. I know how much you enjoy those."
"She is lovely."
"Shut up, Devasher," Lambert said.
And then, after a pause,
"I wish we could find his brother Ray. We know everything about his family and hers, but we just can't find this brother."
"Don't worry, Ollie," Devasher said. "We'll find him."
Devasher closed the McDear file and opened another, much thicker one. Lambert stared at the floor.
"What's the latest?" he asked softly.
"It's not good news, Ollie. Kaczynski and Hodge are definitely working together now. Last week, the FBI checked Kaczynski's house and found our bugs. Kaczynski told Hodge when they were hiding in the third floor library. Now they think everything's bugged, and they're very careful where they talk."
"Which FBI agent is involved?"
"Terrence. He seems to be in charge."
"How often has he talked to Kaczynski?"
"There's no way to know. We know of 4 meetings in the last month, but I suspect more. They're being real careful."
"How much has he given them?"
"Not much, I hope. They're still trying to persuade him. He's frightened. Hodge hasn't talked to the FBI yet, I don't think. He'll do whatever Kaczynski does."
"What have you told Lazarov?"
"Everything. That's my job. They want you in Chicago the day after tomorrow. They want answers. And plans."
"What plans?"
"Plans to get rid of Kaczynski, Hodge, and Terrence, if it becomes necessary."
"Terrence? Are you crazy? We can't get rid of an FBI agent."
"Lazarov is stupid, Ollie. You know that. And that's what he wants from you. Of course, if he does kill Terrence, the FBI will be all over the place, and all of you lawyers will suddenly have to leave the country."
"Try to argue with him, will you? And watch McDear for another month."
"Okay, Ollie. Don't worry.